I'm speaking here with Sarah Landels, and Sarah, you are one of our keynote speakers this morning at this Enhanced Efficiency Fertilizer Conference. Your topic was the world market. Maybe that's just the best place to start here, is to tell us a little bit about the message you brought to this conference on this issue of the market, I guess, for this type of fertilizer.
Well, I was asked to give an update on the world market, which I did from a previous study that I did called Enhanced Efficiency Fertilizers that covered the markets in the United States, Western Europe, and Japan in 2005. Mm-hmm. So I presented that and then gave an update on the U.S. market in 2009 based on very preliminary estimates of the market size.
Mm-hmm. So where do you see the market? I know we're talking about a broad term there, but for this classification of fertilizer, how would you kind of characterize that at this point in time?
Well, as far as the agricultural market, enhanced efficiency fertilizers are still in their early stages, a very small percentage of the total fertilizer consumption, but growing very rapidly. The market's developing, and I expect most of the growth in the enhanced efficiency fertilizer markets to be in the ag sector.
Okay. Well, is that in part, or maybe in large part, driven by the actual name we call it, the efficiencies that the technology is bringing to how a fertilizer can interact with that plant of whatever kind it is for it to better produce?
I think so, but also there are environmental issues that growers are becoming aware of, and that's driving it as well. Also, new products have been developed that are affordable for major acreage crops such as corn, wheat, and others.
Because we haven't traditionally, at this point, thought of these fertilizers as being something you would see in a market like corn, right?
That's right. Development of ag markets has been hoped for and on the horizon for decades, actually, but it's just gradually or suddenly beginning to take off.
Well, sustainability is such a big buzzword these days that I find people have about, probably every person you talk to might have a slightly different definition of, but becoming more efficient in your production practices with inputs like fertilizer would in most contribute to greater sustainability, but also economics does play a role. So when you say becoming more affordable, that's very important to people. I don't care what country they're in, right?
Well, the economics has always been the major factor in agricultural markets. I mean, if it doesn't pay, the growers won't use it.
Absolutely. Looking ahead, any thoughts that you might have as far as you said this is the ag especially being a growth market potential, but anything else you might add or that we didn't touch on that you brought to the group here?
I don't think so. I just think that because there are effective products that have been recently introduced and new companies I'm sure are developing more products, that I think it's going to take off.
Well, great. Well, I'm glad I got to talk with you here. That is Sarah Landels, and she was one of our keynote speakers here at the Enhanced Efficiency Fertilizers Conference. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.